U.S. Greater Than study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? News, Ophiuchus? No, NASA did not assign a 13th constellation to the zodiac signs. Breaking, PM Mahidin to make live announcement today at 4 p.m. Mahidin unemployment rate reached all-time high in May 2020, how's the government helping? Weak, vain and incompetent, student group condemns VC Abdul Rahim for lack of response. Three new COVID-19 clusters detected in Malaysia, including one at a Brickfields restaurant. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word keling. Meet Siaza, the Mahidin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People Features Lifestyle. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard. Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Malaysia, and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends. Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup. Ratatouille Makes Wonton Mee. Munch Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Who doesn't love kimchi? The sour cabbage condiment is so versatile that you can have it with almost anything. But apparently, its benefits don't just stop at being delicious. According to a study by a former WHO expert, Dr. Jean Bousquet, kimchi has been linked to low fatality rates in South Korea. In his study published by the journal Clinical and Translational Allergy, he mentions that nutrition may play a role in the immune defense against COVID-19 and may explain some of the differences seen in COVID-19 across Europe. Ultimately, does your diet affect your defense against the virus? Countries where fermented cabbage forms a key part of their diet have had lower fatalities. These countries include Austria, Baltic states, Czech Republic, Finland, Norway, Poland, Slovakia, and even Germany. What's with cabbage? Besides being high with antioxidants, fermented cabbage helps decrease levels of ACE2. For all you non-science people, ACE2 is an enzyme used by the COVID-19 virus to enter the lungs. Thus, when ACE2 reduces, the virus will find it harder to enter the lungs. Fermented cabbage is also good for boosting immunity. Does this mean we should start including cabbage in our daily diets? There's nothing wrong ever in including more green vegetables in your daily diets, but can kimchi alone be enough to prevent you from contracting the virus? In a report by Arirang News, they state that kimchi has been proven to combat MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, and researchers are now using probiotics instead of antibiotics. to treat COVID-19. However, there are certain biases we need to consider before making a conclusion. According to Johns Hopkins Resource Center, an important way of measuring the severity of COVID-19 is mortality rate, but the mortality rate is assessed differently between countries. Differences in the mortality rates depend on the characteristics of the healthcare system, the reporting method, whether or not deaths outside the hospital have been counted, and other factors, many of which remain unknown. For example, the reason Germany recorded a lower number of fatalities could have been due to different quarantine methods and early testing, not their cabbage-rich diet only. Are you going to be having kimchi for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, research, yogurt and kimchi among foods that may help with depression and anxiety. Source, Healthy Directions Source, Euronews Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.